glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Welcome once again to Moments of Inspiration. It is a blessing to have the freedom to broadcast our songs of faith and our messages of salvation in the name of Jesus. It is our privilege to bear the name of Jesus into our world. With every broadcast, we hope to edify our listening audience with some of the truths about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We also want to make certain that every individual we contact through this radio ministry knows that we care about your spiritual needs and that we offer our ministries to help meet those spiritual needs. Now enjoy the song and stay with us and join us for our message of the day.
Who can satisfy my soul like you? Who on earth could comfort me and love me like you do? Who could ever be more faithful, true? I will trust in you. I will trust in you, my God.
There is a fountain. Who is a king? Victorious warrior and Lord of everything. My rock, my shelter. My shelter, my very own, blessed Redeemer, who reigns upon the throne.
Who could ever be more faithful, true, Lord Jesus?
Various scenes from the gospel accounts and from the book of Acts tell of how people came to learn of Jesus. One of them is found in the fourth chapter of the gospel of John, where Jesus visits with the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well. She had no idea that Jesus was the Messiah. She came that day to draw water from the well for her daily needs, but was offered living water, the living water of life. What a meeting! Jesus revealed himself to this woman. She was a person looking for, waiting on, and expecting the Messiah to come. She knew, through the prophets, that when the promised Messiah came, all their spiritual questions would be answered. And Jesus plainly told her that he was the Messiah. From that conversation, a whole city learned of Jesus. This woman left her water pots and hurried into town, and there she invited everyone to come out and to see a man. The people came, and many believed on him. That is an exciting story about a woman who had many spiritual needs of her own, meeting Jesus, the one who could and would provide life-giving waters from above. The first scene of conversion in Luke's historical record of the Acts of the Apostles records and recounts the preaching of Jesus as the crucified and risen Lord. We are impressed with the way the apostles took their responsibility of witnessing for Jesus. When crowds gathered around them on the day of Pentecost, they witnessed to the resurrection of Jesus Christ their Lord. They were doing exactly what the Lord had planned for them to do. Many learned of Jesus through their personal eyewitness account of his death, burial, and resurrection. About 3,000 of the crowd were immersed in the waters of baptism that day. They were willing and ready to repent in the name of Jesus, claimed the forgiveness of their sins, and when this crowd of Jewish men and women heard the message that day, they asked, "What shall we do?" Well, their hearts were touched by the message. Jesus had died for their sins. They had rejected the Messiah, the very Son of God, who had come to save them, they had rejected. They were not left to a hopeless condition. No, the message was, repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. They confessed their sins. They confessed their faith in Jesus as both Lord and Christ. They had their sins washed away in the waters of baptism. They repented of their sinful actions of refusing the Christ. Now they would have him to be their Lord and their Savior. Another conversion story is found in Acts chapter 8, where Philip shares the scriptures with an Ethiopian man who was traveling along a road. God brought Philip to the very spot on the road where the man would pass by, and the Spirit of God led Philip to approach this man as he made his journey. The Ethiopian official was reading from the prophecy of Isaiah, but he could not and did not understand the scriptures. Philip gets the invitation to join him, and as they travel down the road, Philip begins sharing the good news of Jesus. When they came to some water by the roadside, the Ethiopian asked Philip if he could be immersed into Christ. Somewhere on that road from Jerusalem to Gaza, faith in Jesus was formed in the heart of this man through the preaching and the teaching of Philip. Following his confession of faith and his immersion into Christ, the Ethiopian man went on his way rejoicing, and what a joy must have filled his heart. He began the journey reading the promised Messiah. He finished his journey with Jesus as his Lord and Savior. There are more conversion stories to share. From these and the many other accounts of people coming to faith in Jesus as the Son of God and the risen Savior, we learn a number of things concerning salvation. Let me just list quickly a few of them. First of all, God loves and cares for sinners. And sinners need to learn about Jesus to have sins forgiven. Forgiveness is something that is offered, and forgiveness is something that is needed. There is great joy in finding salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a change that must take place in the heart and in the life of every individual who comes to believe in Jesus. Baptism is administered to penitent believers for the remission of sins. Often, learning of Jesus comes from those who know Him and who are serving Him. Faith comes by hearing the Word of Truth. Well, our time is spent for this week's devotional message. I hope you will think about these scenes from Scripture when folks learned of Jesus, and consider the lessons that come from them. And here we conclude with a few questions. Have you learned of Jesus? Has the Word been personally shared with you and your family? As a Christian, are you sharing the Word with others? Does the joy of the Lord lead you down the pathway of your life? And have you been forgiven of your sins through a faith that has led to repentance and baptism? May the Lord bless you today.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.